He's on a golfing trip himself. How are you playing, Gary? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It's a bit of a nervous time. We're down here with 12 blokes. We're playing some of the best golf courses in Melbourne. It's the final day. We're playing the National, and I'm running third. So it's a bit of money on the line, and more than anything else, it's the rights to go into the following year. So
there's
plenty of listeners that go away with some mates and play golf, and it's been a hard couple of days drinking.
I was going to say, I'm sure you're preparing yourself for a big round today, and that would have been big day early night. But now, mate, the golf rule's gone mad.
Oh, haven't they? White, this is, there is some rules in golf, but this gets me. The NCAA championships in the US, all the college golfers, they're big tournaments, been over the last couple of weeks. But I read one last night that really caught my eye, that two players have been penalised for going to the toilet.
Oh.
Never heard anything like it.
Oh.
Well, what they did, they got a shuttle on a golf cart to the toilet because it was a long way away from the 10th tee, and they'll penalise two shots for jumping in that cart. You're not allowed to get in a golf cart to ride in between the nines to go to the toilet. Yeah. Is that not the most ridiculous thing?
Yeah.
What, are they just supposed to go up the side of the green?
Well, the alternative's not good, is it?
No, look, that's just stupid, isn't it? Now, mate, this was a shock to, well, I didn't know, Billy Horschel's wife, Brittany, the battles with alcoholism, and we were paying tribute to Horschel and Jason Day with the spirit in which they played that final round on Monday morning.
Yeah, it is. It is quite sad news, but I guess she's had a great bit of support, and she's been clear for a year. But what he's had to go through in the last 12 months, I guess people were wondering. Billy Horschel, he won the FedEx Championships, won twice in that year. Where's his game gone? But he had a little tacker to take care of, and his wife. So sometimes behind the scenes, people don't see it, but. No, he's a great guy. That final round with Jason Day, they know how hard it is. Jason Day was crying as hard as everybody else. I think he got some backlash for missing that putt, but really, he's held more putts than he's missed in the last 5 or 6 years and given us all a great thrill watching him play the game. So pull your head into the people.
The 63 in the third round got him into contention, and that was all about holing putts.
What about that? It was his only three putt of the entire week.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and to be serious, Billy Horschel held more putts. He held a ridiculous amount of putts more than everybody else in the week. He had a 15-footer uphill right to left. And if there's a putt from 15 feet, you want it. That one, Jason Day was expecting Billy Horschel to make that. That's why he's run that by. He knows that putt back to front. He's had it many times. And he just went he hit that one by and he got fooled with the one back. So, but I think it's great for Jason Day. He's playing his way into form and, watch his career. That's what he does. He plays his way into form. He had 3 months off. He put his feet up. He rehabilitated his back. Watch out for the rest of the year. We've got the US Open coming up in middle of June. So, we know he loves tough golf courses. He grinds his way around. So, I think it's all good for him.
Senior PGA champs?
Yeah, we've got four Aussies at the senior PGA championships at Crump National. So I wonder if Donald Trump will make an appearance there. But we've got four Aussies in there: Tim Elliott, Peter Fowler, Mike Harwood, and Craig Parry. So Craig Parry tees it up with Bernard Langer, who won again last week. He just gets better and better.
Incredible,
and Jeff Sluman. But some of the names of the past that we're playing in this: BJ's having a hit. John Daly, obviously coming off a win. Colin Montgomery, Rocco Medio, last year's winner, and Amira. Take a look at the field, and it's the who's who of golf of 10 to 20 or 30 years ago that are playing. And keep in mind, they're playing for $2.3 million.
Wow.
So they're not playing for a couple of bucks. So it'll be good to watch. It'll be on Fox Sports.
Gary, let's find a winner, mate.
Yeah, Colonial, one of my favourite tournaments to watch this week. It's in the Dallas area. This is the home of Ben Hogan that he grew up playing. We've got 10 Aussies in there. We've got Curtis Luck, who's only got 5 events to go to make $700,000 to get a card on the US Tour. Out of the Aussies, I like Cameron Smith. You don't need to be a long driver of the golf ball, not that he's short, but he can manoeuvre the ball around. My best bet is Sergio. Yeah, that was a good effort at the Players' Championships. Hopefully he's got over all the celebrations. And Ryan Moore at a roughie, and I think you can get him at about 60-1. I had a look at him. I've backed him at top four, and I think he can get $15 on okay. TAB.
All right, there you go. Ryan
Good Moore, on you, Gary.
$51 at tab.com.au, and you say back him to finish in top four, and your best-placed Aussie is Cameron Smith. Good on you, Gowie.
Play well today, mate.
Have a couple of Panadol, buddy.
I certainly will.
Good on you, mate.